This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 641, Advantages of a Business Credit Card for Self-Employed, part 2, by Vicky Cook and Amy Blacklock of womenwhomoney.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, and I'm with you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays. Now, today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday, so if you haven't heard that one yet, I would recommend going back to episode 640 and checking that out first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 as we continue optimizing your life. Advantages of a Business Credit Card for Self-Employed, Part 2, by Vicky Cook and Amy Blacklock of womenwhomoney.com. American Express has a company card that allows holders to choose two categories, i.e. office supply store and gas station purchases, and rewards them with 4 membership rewards points per dollar spent in each area. Typical redemption options for a business owner with accumulated points or miles include statement credits, gift cards, discounted or free airline tickets or hotel stays, merchandise, online shopping, pay with points, travel experiences, and charitable donations. Business card benefits. In addition to business credit card account bonuses and ongoing rewards on purchases, corporate cards may offer other advantages too, including 0% introductory APR on purchases for some time after you receive your card, adding employee cards at no extra cost, and the ability to set spending limits on the cards, primary rental car insurance when using the car for business purposes, fraud, zero liability, and purchase protection, a flexible payment option, access to apps that connect purchase records to expense management software and programs such as QuickBooks, no preset spending limit, cell phone insurance and protection, baggage and trip delay insurance, extended warranty protection, credit toward the cost of global entry or TSA pre-check to expedite you through airport security, and no foreign transaction fees. With many different business card options, make sure you carefully read the offer and benefit terms and the rates and fees information before deciding which one is right for your business expenses. One might offer great airline miles or hotel points, but discounts on other services or cash back may be more valuable to you. Some cards have no annual fee, and others have fees of $95 or more each year. You don't want to pay for a card that doesn't provide the right type of rewards or enough benefits to justify the cost. 3. Higher credit limits and flexibility. While you may only be given a spending limit of $1,000 to $2,500 on a typical personal credit card, many business cards have a minimum credit limit of $5,000. When you have a strong business history and/or a high personal credit score, you may be offered a limit of $10,000 to $20,000 or even much more. If you need to buy a big-ticket item for your business and still have other expenses to put on your card, having a more significant credit line gives you the peace of mind that you can purchase what you need when you need it. For incredibly busy entrepreneurs, a business credit card is convenient and provides flexibility for making purchases. This is especially important when you have a variable income. Just keep in mind that if you can't pay your entire balance at the end of the billing cycle, you'll likely pay double-digit interest rates on the remaining balance. Also, be sure to pay at least minimum payments on time so you don't negatively impact your payment history. And 4, growing your business credit score and history. Just as you build a personal credit history for your consumer credit cards, you can start growing a business credit history and score by using a company card that reports to a commercial credit bureau. Establishing a business credit score is essential if you want to expand your services or inventory and need a larger business loan or line of credit to support your goals. The better the business credit rating you have, the better the terms of future business loans or lines of credit. Like building your personal credit, make on-time payments and pay down debt quickly so lenders won't consider yours a risky business for lenders. And make purchases from vendors who report activity to at least one of the 3 major business credit bureaus. You may not be too worried about your company's credit reports right now, but strive to prepare for the long term. Remember that your business credit record follows you even though you provide a personal guarantee to pay off business debt. How do I apply for a small business credit card? Once you've decided which card best meets your business spending needs, it's time to apply for the card. While you'll have to provide personal information just as you did when applying for your personal cards, you'll likely need to provide more information and details about your company. Here's a list of some information that's necessary on a business credit card application to determine eligibility for credit. Your name, address, SSN, and annual business and personal income. The name of your company, address, and phone number. Annual business revenue. Years in business. Number of employees. and Employer Identification Number, EIN, or Social Security Number, SSN, for sole proprietors. When not approved. If you're denied credit approval by card issuers, determine the reason for being turned down. It may be an application issue, a personal credit score that's too low, a history of making late payments, or insufficient annual revenue. Consider calling the Business Credit Card Reconsideration Line at the lender to discuss any of your concerns or clarify your application information. You may be able to shift a balance on a personal card, look out for a balance transfer fee, or provide more proof that your business is worthy of having its own account. Final thoughts. As a business owner, one of your top priorities should be keeping business expenses separate from personal spending. And one of the easiest ways to do that is by having a dedicated business credit card for company purchases. There are plenty of business credit card options to choose from. You'll find various lenders offering cards with competitive rates to meet the needs of solopreneurs and partners to small business owners who want cards to monitor the spending of authorized employees. Start with a financial institution that holds your business bank account to see what they offer. Then comparison shop to find the cashback rewards or bonus travel rewards that are best for you and any business partners. You'll also enjoy welcome bonus cash or bonus miles, cashback or reward points from your standard business purchases, and plenty of card member benefits that protect you and add additional value. Due to the higher credit limits many business credit card accounts offer, ensure you track what you're spending throughout the month and pay your credit card bills on time. You don't want to make the mistake of overspending and paying large amounts of interest just for the convenience of having a separate business credit card. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Advantages of a Business Credit Card for Self-Employed by Vicky Cook and Amy Blacklock of WomenWhoMoney.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business. And it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And I shared some info with you about Vicky and Amy in yesterday's episode, so you can go back and check that out if you missed it. But let me tell you a little bit more about their website. Women Who Money is a personal finance site dedicated to providing trustworthy financial information. Their all-female team of money bloggers, authors, and professionals will help you find answers to all your financial questions and guide you along on your journey to financial independence. To check out their website, come by womenwhomoney.com, and thanks so much to both Vicky and Amy for letting us share their work. All right, that's going to do it for today. Hope you enjoyed the post from Women Who Money, and thanks so much for being here and listening each and every day. That's, of course, how we can keep this show going for you. So have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.